I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Provincetown is celebrating its ethnic and fishing heritage this weekend and offering lots of food with the annual Portuguese Festival.
Portuguese food is definitely one of the highlights of this 23rd annual festival, including a Share Our Table showcase of some of Provincetown's local restaurants. That's from 5 to 10 on Thursday night. And then from noon to 3 on Friday is a soup tasting. There's also all kinds of activities going on from Thursday through Sunday, plus a lot of different kinds of music, including a fado concert and dancing to live salsa music, both on Saturday night. Dancers from all around New England are going to be performing and also be a colorful part of the parade that takes place from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday down Commercial Street for this festival. Then on Sunday, there's going to be a more solemn tribute to the fishing fleet with a procession from St. Peter the Apostle Church to the blessing of the fleet at McMillan Pier. And that starts at noon, followed by more Portuguese music and dancing.
Food also plays a big part in the festival happening Saturday in Sandwich.
This is the time of year when the town of Sandwich focuses on its name for Sandwich Fest and the competition to have the best sandwich in Sandwich. The eating part of that involves three different seatings on the Hoxie House lawn to sample and then vote for your favorite sandwiches from area restaurants. But there's also a lot more to do for the related street festival, and that's happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. They've got about 100 arts and crafts vendors that are going to be set up along the road for shoppers. There's going to be a Cape Cod beer and wine garden. There'll be activities for children and by the Sandwich Arts Alliance. They've got some live music, and then there is a dog costume competition and parade.
On Sunday, Highfield Hall and Gardens in Falmouth will welcome the summer season with an open house and the opening of an unusual structure outdoors.
Part of this celebration, which is happening from 12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday, is the opening of four new art exhibits. And that one outside is the one you can't miss if you drive up to Highfield. It's a giant sculpture called Stickwork by Patrick Doherty, and it's been crafted from willow branches and organic material with the help of a team of volunteers. And it's so big that people can explore in it and around it. There's going to be three new art exhibits to see inside Highfield Hall and a chance to meet the artists along with touring the hall and the estate. Other activities are going to include live jazz, R&B, and big band music by Steve Ahern and Michael Oakland.
And if you're in Yarmouth this weekend or any time into the fall, keep an eye out for the large creations that are part of the new Sand Sculpture Trail.
This trail is 33 sculptures long. And organizers say it is the biggest and longest trail in the country, and you can just turn it into a scavenger hunt all over town. They're artistic creations, and they range from sea creatures to a ship at full sail to scoops of ice cream with friendly faces. They have been going up one by one at businesses and town buildings around town since Memorial Day weekend, but the whole trail is due to be finished for full viewing by the 4th of July. You can get a detailed map provided by the sponsoring Yarmouth Chamber of Commerce at its centers or at www.yarmouthcapecod.com. All of the pieces were created by street artist Sean Fitzpatrick of Fitzy Snowman Studios with a couple of assistants, and they used a special kind of sand, then a special coating to be able to carve the sculptures and then keep them from washing away.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with the audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.